just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are season 7. This is episode 26, and this is a recap of the Fantasy Football Foundation, my personal league that is going into year 8. So this is not a mock draft recap. This is an actual draft recap of one of the leagues that I have commissioned for many years under the scoring settings that I regularly talk about. Wanted to share with you the details from this particular draft and go over them as talking points, and perhaps this will give you a second, and in this case, third opinion, because there are 11 other people who are making picks here other than me in a 12-team, 21st century, modernized, standard scoring league. Let's get right to it. Mike of Papa John's of Tampa Bay, huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, had the first pick and did choose Jonathan Taylor. My longtime friend SD of about 3 decades had the second pick, and I think smartly chose Derrick Henry. BD Benny, a local golf professional and former league champion. He's also been the ass man a couple of times. We give the Seinfeld ass man play to the loser of the league to put on their car for minimum of 1 month in the off season. So Ben, usually it's all or nothing for Ben. He took Cooper Kupp with the third pick. Greg, who has played in both the podcast league and more recently has played in the foundation, also as a regular captain in Todd Wright Tour events, chose Austin Eckler with the fourth pick. The lovely Tara, nobody doesn't like Tara, who is married to Joey DePompo of Tampa Bay Downs. Tara picked fifth and chose Run CMC. Joey, a former league champion, he beat his wife Tara. Hang on, don't take that out of context. In our league championship game, 2 seasons removed, had the 6th pick, and he chose Ja'Marr Chase, which left me at number 7, and Justin Jefferson fell right into my lap. Dave Wirth was represented at the draft by a couple of really good guys, a father-son combination, another that run another league that he's played in for 29 years. Dave Wirth's selection with the 8th pick was Joe Mixon. Then came Michigan Mark Fitzpatrick, always an entertaining guy. Usually brings one or more of his 5 sons to these drafts because there's free food. He was alone this time, in Mark's words, because they all have jobs and girlfriends. Priorities, guys. Have your fantasy priorities. At least Mark showed. Dave didn't. Dave was at a baseball game. Mark chose Devontae Adams with the 9th pick. Doc, defending league champion. He's won our league 2 times. Had the Jimmy McGinty trophy at his table. Chose Najee Harris, the volume vacuum for Pittsburgh at number 10. Then Sean Wetherington, longtime managing partner of the original Leroy Selman's restaurant that we all loved so much near Raymond James Stadium. Sean, a 2-time league champion and a regular podcast listener. Sean chose Nick Chubb with the 11th pick. And then Bill Eisman, a Todd Wright Tour golfer. He brought Becky with him. Thanks for prettying up the draft, Bill. That's why I brought Carrie. That's why Joey has Tara in the league. Without that, we just look like a bunch of blokes. So Bill, with the last pick, since Jared Atkinson normally occupies that spot from West Chase Golf Club, a former league champion, could not draft live with us this year, not in the league. We miss you, Jared. You're taking a red shirt. You'll be back in 2023. Bill chose Dalvin Cook with the 12th pick in the first round. So, and Bill lost the title game in the foundation last year to Doc. Bill's a good player. He is a former podcast league champion. No one has won both the foundation and the podcast league. Bill or I could do it this year. Let's move to the second round. We snake. So second round, I'll go quicker, went like this. Bill went with Mike Evans with the 13th overall pick to start round two. Then Sean took Stephon Diggs. Doc took Leonard Fournette. Mark took Ezekiel Elliott. Dave Wirth's team chose Aaron Jones. I chose Tyreek Hill. So much like my formula in the podcast league last year, get the two best wide receivers I can to produce points every week. In the first two rounds, I'm following that formula again. Kamara went seventh in the second round to Joey. Then Tara chose James Conner. Damn you, Tara. Greg chose Deebo Samuel. Ben took A.J. Brown, Eagles apologist. But A.J. Brown, a fringe wide receiver one. That's higher, I guess, than most would take A.J. Brown, but I get it. And, of course, we always expect these picks from Ben. And he's won a league title, so we don't question them. CeeDee Lamb went with the second-to-last pick of the second round to SD. And then DeAndre Swift goes to Mike Lentz and Chuck's Papa John's team, last pick of the second round. Third round, remember, my leagues have no mandatory tight end. I have highly recommended you play that same way. And replace that with a wide receiver tight end flex, not a running back flex, a wide receiver tight end flex that maintains the value of the tight ends while eliminating the irrelevant tight ends and you from wasting your time all season. Mark Andrews was the first tight end off the board at the wide receiver tight end flex position to start the third round, followed by Travis Kelce. Then Josh Allen, first quarterback off the board in round three to Ben. Then Justin Herbert. So clearly you had the first tight end go, and then the second tight end went, then the first quarterback went, then the second quarterback went. Then Keenan Allen went to Tara with the fifth pick of the third round. Joey chose Cam Akers with the sixth pick of the third round. I, following my formula from the podcast league last year and feeling no running back had real value for me here, I just went ahead and took Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback with the seventh pick of round three. Then Aaron Rodgers went eighth in round three to the Dave Wirth team, followed by Michael Pittman, then Tom Brady, then Saquon Barkley, 11th pick of the third round, and then T. Higgins, final pick of the third round. Fourth round started with Cortland Sutton, then went Jalen Hurts, Sean going with Jalen Hurts there. Jerry Jeudy was the third pick of the fourth round, followed by Josh Jacobs, followed by Mike Williams. I then selected Eli Mitchell, who was terrific for me when healthy for the 49ers last year. That's the first running back I selected. And if you notice where I passed on selecting a running back with the seventh pick in round three, thinking the value would still be there at running back. The only running backs that were selected between my pick of Mahomes and my pick in the fourth round were Saquon Barkley, who I want nothing to do with, and Josh Jacobs. And I'm out of the Josh Jacobs business. He was very good to me early in his career. I don't trust him anymore. So I took Eli Mitchell. That was followed by Terry McLaurin, then Chris Godwin, then Gabe Davis. Greg is a UCF apologist. Keep that in mind. Then Juju Smith-Schuster. Then DJ Moore. And the final pick of the fourth round was Javonte Williams to Mike Lentz and Chuck of the Papa John's team. Quickly through, we'll do the next two rounds. Okay. Fifth round went Burrow, Dobbins, Cordarrelle Patterson, Allen Robinson, Kyler Murray. Tara loves Joey more than any man on the planet. And next up is quarterback Kyler Murray. It's her thing. Hollywood Brown, now catching balls from Kyler Murray, then went to Joey with the sixth pick. I then took A.J. Dillon as my second running back in the fifth round. There was only three running backs that went between my Eli Mitchell pick and my A.J. Dillon pick. So the value was good. Lazard followed that, then Russell Wilson, then Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mr. Garbage Time 2021, then DK Metcalf, 11th pick of the fifth round, then Lamar Jackson, final pick of the fifth round. Sixth round went Damian Pierce, Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen. Antonio Gibson obviously has more value now because of the unfortunate shooting involving Chris Robinson in Washington. Brandon Ayuk went fifth in the sixth round. I then took Hunter Renfrow with the sixth pick in the sixth round. Some might say that's too early for Hunter Renfrow. I still like what Hunter Renfrow potentially gives me on an every game basis in that Raider offense. I want guys who touch the ball. I think he will touch the ball, and we have some sample size to prove that. Devontae Smith went next, followed by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Then Damian Harris was the ninth pick of the sixth round. Then Derek Carr. Ben actually took a backup quarterback in the sixth round, which I think is interesting considering you have Josh Allen. Just one comment there, Ben. I don't think you're going to need Derek Carr on your roster. Matt Stafford went next. That actually was the starting quarterback selected by SD with the sixth round pick. And then Jalen Waddle in his 100-plus catches from last year to Mike Lentz, end of the sixth round. Seventh round started with Michael Thomas. Then Travis Etienne. Yes, I thought about taking Travis Etienne with a number of my picks between rounds 4, 5, and 6. I just couldn't do it because he's essentially a rookie. And James Robinson's going to have a role when he comes back. And I'm just, it is the Jaguars. So I need to see it to believe it. And if I do, then I'll try to acquire him, especially if James Robinson's role is small. Singletary, then seventh, which I thought was interesting from Ben. Follow along here. Then David Montgomery went fourth pick of round 7. Good player. Bad offense. Mooney, again, another Bear, fifth pick, seventh round. Then Kittle, so third tight end off the board to Joey to play the wide receiver tight end flex. Then I took a rookie running back Cook from Buffalo. This is unlike me, but I feel the potential is there in a big-time offense for Cook to get key touches and chances to score touchdowns. Then Rashard Penny went after that, followed by Nyheim Hines. We hear the Colts at least talking up a bigger role for Nyheim Hines, although that's less touches for Jonathan Taylor. Then Breece Hall. We have the first Jet off the board, 10th pick of round 7. Then Miles Sanders. Then Bateman. We'll do the 8th round and I'll stop. 8th round went Cooks, Cooper, Kirk, Matt Ryan as a backup quarterback, Tony Pollard. Nice pick by Dave. Worst team there. As I was torn between picking Pollard or Schultz, I only picked one Cowboy. So as a result of Pollard going off the board, I chose Dalton Schultz as a wide receiver tight end flex option in round 9. And I took Rashad Stevenson, and the Patriots are a dumpster fire as it relates to their offense right now in terms of who's doing the play calling. And usually there's no consistent fantasy options there. But let's remember, Damian Harris had double-digit rushing touchdowns last year, and reports indicate Stevenson could get early down work. Harris does have a fumble problem. Stevenson may be the better athlete. Then Lance went as Joey last year, accurately waited and took Jalen Hurts. This year he waited, and he took his quarterback in round 8, and he took Trey Lance. Marquez Valdez-Scantling went next, followed by Darren Waller. Then Kyle Pitts, again, some players back-to-back at positions like quarterback, tight end. Then Woods, 11th pick of the 8th round, and then Rondale Moore, last pick of the 8th round. There are the results from the Fantasy Foundation draft to give you an idea of what another draft did that may help you or make you feel better about some of your picks or make you think twice about something you did. You are always welcome to email me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll have a recap of the Fantasy Football Federation draft, which is the podcast league, once that draft takes place. Thanks for listening to episode 26 of season 7 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, and we'll talk to you next time.